song. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. It is 14 minutes past nine. I am joined in the studio by two special guests from GEDS, the Geneva English Drama Society, Christina Vassala-Kokinecki and Bertha Adele, who is joining me to talk about the new show that's coming out beginning of May, Miscommunication. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Very nice to be here with you.
Nice, nice. So we're looking at Miscommunication. This is happening, as I say, 5th and 6th of May. So, Christina, I'm going to come to you first. You're the director of this. What is the show all about? It's not just one play.
Yes, correct. So we've put together a show with three actual short comedies. And the first comedy is called Blue Kettle by Carol Churchill. And it has a very peculiar theme. It's about a hobby that this con man has, who's called Derek, to collect fake mothers.
It's an interesting hobby. Mm-hmm. Fake mothers.
Fake mothers.
Interesting. That's Blue Kettle, Carol Churchill. Then you go on to the second act.
Yes. So in the second act, we start with The Universal Language by David Ives. And this play is about the adventures of the first ever student of Unamunda. Unamunda is a made up language that is also universal. So that's our second play.
This sounds ridiculous already. Mm-hmm. And then the third act.
Yes. So then we move to the last play, which is called The Real Long John Silver. And I wouldn't want to reveal too much about it. It's a play written by Peter Barnes, and it's basically about misunderstandings between pirates.
Oh, and that makes sense because there are pirates referenced on your poster. So now I kind of understand a little better. Why did you pick these three? You chose this. You've compiled this evening. Why did you choose these three plays?
I was looking to do an evening of three comedies that would bring the topic of miscommunication and communication at the same time together. So by putting them together, I wanted to show that they're like in the vast majority of times, we have instances where people, human beings, communicate to one another without speaking the same language, even like speaking gibberish to one another, and we have a full communication. And then we have times when we speak the same language, we are face to face, everything is ticked somehow on what we should be having, and we just misunderstand each other.
We still don't get it. Mm-hmm. We still don't get each other. Interesting. What is it about this topic, about miscommunication or communication, that fascinates you?
Well, I was very interested in the fact that, again, in Geneva in particular, we speak all so many different languages. We come from so many different cultures, and we are still creating deep bonds with our friends here that, again, we all come from different countries. And I thought I would like to, compile a comedy evening that shows this.
Who's involved in this?
We have 10 actors that are doing an excellent job, a very comical job. And then we also have backstage about 15 people that are involved in the production. Always backstage, more people than on stage, as in all theatre plays. And from the actors, we have quite a lot of people that have been in GEDS productions in the past and in other theatrical productions. And they're doing a great job. I'm very happy to be directing them.
I'm going to come over to Bertha. Now, you are involved in this. I've seen you on stage, but you're not on stage in this one. So how are you involved in this? Because I know this is all going to go to a good cause.
It's been a while that I'm not on stage because I've changed my focus now. And now I'm leading Safe Side Now Europe, an organization that is aimed to find a treatment for Usher syndrome type 1B, which is the syndrome that has my daughter. So since then, we are focused on that. And we are very happy to have Christina leading this show that is going to support and provide all the funds to Safe Side Now Europe.
So you've set up Safe Side Now Europe. Can you tell us a little bit about the condition, just to raise a bit of awareness about it?
It is a condition that talks a lot about communication, because it's a condition that where the children is born deaf and without balance. So very hard one. The type 1 is the most severe one that provokes degrades the vision of children during their childhood. So we have a very few window of time. It's around 10 years that you can say that one child is legally blind. So ours is a race against time.
Wow.
And that's why I'm very thankful for people that was surrounding me before all this that is now supporting us.
Absolutely. And the money that you're going to raise for this night, everything's going to go to Save Sight Now Europe, if I understand this. What will the money be spent on? Is it research? Is it practical?
Our focus in Save Sight Now is to find a treatment. So we work with researchers very close. We find where the gaps are. We look for the gaps and we support them to speed up the way to the treatment. So it's only this. And also we raise awareness for other families to find us, for people to support us, to create other events, other charity projects, to raise more funds, because the science is there, but the funds not.
And we need to communicate about it.
Yes.
It's very, very valid. So back to this evening, or two evenings on the 5th and 6th of May, these comedy evenings, which will support this charity. Where, when, and how do we buy tickets? Back to you, Christina.
Yes, so the shows are taking place on the 5th and 6th of May, so Friday the 5th at 8 p.m. The location is the Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Paquis at Rue de Montou, very close to the lake. And we're playing there. On Saturday the 6th of May, we have two shows. One is at 5 p.m. and one is at 8 p.m. And I wanted to say, just to complement what Berta said about the profits, that it's not only the profits from the tickets that are going to Save Sight Now Europe, but we're setting up a bar, and there will also be opportunity to give extra donations to the cause. So we've really maximized as much as we can from the Geneva English Drama Society, the opportunities to donate to this cause that we really believe in.
Fantastic. Go check it out. This show, Miscommunication, all for a great cause. You can buy tickets, geds.ch. We'll make sure as well that there is a link on our website for that. Christina, Bertha, thanks very much for coming in, telling us about it. Break a leg for the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.